Paul, whose task was to review a scientific framework on emotions, picked up here. Let me begin with the issue of universals. When I began my research in this area, the general belief in the West was that emotions were quite different from one culture to another, like language or values. They were assumed to be learned and to vary and reflect each culture. This was in contradiction to the view in Charles Darwin's book of 1872, The Expression of Emotion in Man and Animals. Darwin held that our emotions have evolved, that we share some of our emotions with other animals, and that they are a unifying force for all humankind. Darwin was right. This is part of the unity of humankind. There are universals not only in the expressions of emotion, but also in some of the events that bring forth the emotion. For sadness or anguish, the common theme is an important loss. What or who that loss may be varies from one individual to another and from one culture to another. Just as there are universals in what brings forth an emotion, there are also universals in some of the changes that occur within our body when we feel an emotion. In the West, one of the things we say that distinguishes emotion from other mental phenomena is that an emotion can occur very quickly. It can begin in a fraction of a second. A second distinguishing aspect is automatic appraising. The evaluation that turns on an emotion happens so quickly that we are not aware it is occurring. We typically become aware that we are afraid or angry or sad after the emotion begins, not before. We only become aware once we're in the emotion. We're not the master at the start. The appraising that occurs, Paul continued, is influenced by two things. It is influenced by the history of our species on this planet. One theorist says that what we respond to reflects the wisdom of the ages. It is also influenced by our own personal history. Emotions are public, not private. By that I mean that the expression signals to others in the voice, face, and in the posture what emotion we feel. Our thoughts are private. Our emotions are not. Others know how we feel, and that is very important for how people get along with each other. Many thoughts involve emotions, Paul acknowledged, but not all thoughts. Let me give an example from my work on deception. If you are talking to someone who is suspected of a crime and they look afraid, you don't know whether that is the fear of being caught or the honest, innocent person's fear of being disbelieved. We can't tell what the thought process is. We can see what the emotion about the thought is, but not its content. In both cases, you're afraid.